Madam Chair, at the outset, let me congratulate you on the assumption of your function and assure you of our full support. As our delegation outlined yesterday during the general debate, we cannot hide our disappointment about the conclusion of the GG last week. We note with regret that important conceptual and political progress made during the GG sessions under the able guidance of Ambassador Paxton of Belgium could not be validated. The difficulties we encountered raises a range of difficult questions for the CCW and its ability to develop appropriate responses for humanitarian security and technological challenges such as autonomous weapons. Madam Chair, this week we do have the chance to validate at least some of the very basic understandings of the work undertaken in the session. Your draft report, paragraph 6, should in our view transmit to the final document of the review conference the conviction that clear limits must be set to autonomous weapon systems, and in particular that systems that are not able to comply with international humanitarian law are de facto outlawed and must be prevented, and that other autonomous weapon systems that are not inherently unacceptable under the law must still be regulated, meaning controlled and limited. And we support the ICRC's important statement a moment ago. Madam Chair, we also still have time to agree on a new mandate for the future work on laws and include it in your draft report, paragraph 7. We stand ready to work with all delegations, and we hope this week we find appropriate language that enables us to move forward, building on the five years of work. This mandate must be ambitious enough to move on to a more concrete phase in our endeavours and provide for the possibility to elaborate an instrument that can meet the expectations of the vast majority of states parties. I thank you very much, Madam Chair.